Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I've got a suspicion that when this music plays, it's your nighttime, bedtime, happy dream music, Joe. Am I correct in that assumption?
Every day.
You know what that music is. Time for the Masters. And this is where it's like, this is spring. This is the magnolias are in bloom. Amen Corner, driving right up the drive into the Augusta National. There is nothing better. And that's at least from what I've heard, because someday I'd like to go. Like to go out there and actually cover it. And a guy that is getting a chance to do so, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Jason Sobel, senior golf writer for the Action Network, covering the Masters. Jason, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm going to brag a little bit. I was just on the golf course for the last couple of hours, walking around a little bit, and came back to the media center.
Yeah?
Where's the only place that I can use my phone. So I came back just to speak with you guys.
That is fantastic, and we feel completely privileged at this point. So let's first and foremost set the scene for us down there, because here in Wisconsin, at least in Milwaukee area, we're getting a rain-snow mix, and up north they're going to get anywhere from 5 to 15 inches of snow. So talk about what the scene is there.
There's no snow as of yet, so that is good. Guys will not have to be shoveling their way into the cranes here. No, yesterday it rained Monday night, so the course is wet and a little bit soggy, but today you couldn't ask for more perfect weather. It's probably about 75 with a little breeze coming through, and I think we're supposed to have this for most of the next few days. I think some scattered thunderstorms coming through, and obviously we'll get in the way if that does happen during the actual competitive rounds. But other than that, I think we should have a great week. And this course can hold up under any kind of weather. So I'm not too worried about what this place is going to look like after a little more rain.
So, you know, Tiger says he feels he can win it. We know that all the eyes are going to be on Tiger, and then there's everybody else. And no matter what age Tiger gets to or how good or bad he plays, we're still paying attention to him. So let's start there, and then we'll trickle our way down. Give me your thoughts as Tiger comes into this thing, says he feels pretty good.
Yeah, I was in his press conference yesterday, and no red flags, no warning signs that anything's wrong with Tiger physically, anything wrong with his swing technically. I've heard reports of him playing Augusta National last week, started out with a bogey and shot 65, and it was a pretty easy 65. What does that mean for the tournament rounds this week? Absolutely nothing, other than it's probably better than shooting 78. So he's got that at least on his side. I think he's certainly playing well enough so far to win, and I know we'll get into who I like and things like that, but I always look at players who have fared well over the season's first 3 months. I don't think you can come to Augusta National without your best stuff and all of a sudden try to find it here. But Tiger is among those many, many players, and most of them elite players, who have fared very well over the first 3 months and are in form and can go out and win this golf tournament this week.
Who is, in your opinion, kind of poised for this thing? Because every year we talk about the course and the players versus the course. They've made this course bigger and longer and tougher, and there's places you can hit it in the fairway, but it will not give you a second shot or at least an approach shot into the green. So whose games cater to this thing?
Well, certainly I think you start that conversation with Rory McIlroy, whose game is catered really to every golf course in the world. He's the best player in the world. He's playing the best so far this year, and I think the conversation, like I said, has to start with him, but the guy I like the most is Ricky Fowler. I'm picking him to win this week. I think, first of all, he's sort of due to win one of these majors, and he's 30 years old now. At some point, it's going to happen. And I think it could happen very soon. But secondly, he's got this nice little intersection that I always look for of recent form and course history. He's already won in Phoenix this year. He's got a couple of other top 10 finishes. And course history, very strong. He was the runner-up to Patrick Reed a year ago. So a lot of things in his favor make me really like him this week.
Then there's Phil Mickelson. Obviously, Phil has his own army, and they follow him religiously. So my question is Phil ready to go for this week, or is he just going to be another name walking up and down the course?
I'm not as bullish on Phil Mickelson, but even at close to 49 years of age, I don't think he's close to the time where he's just coming here as a commemorative type of deal, a past champion who just wants to have a nice little finish. I think he's still very obviously coming here to try to win the golf tournament. I don't think there's any reason why he can't go win the golf tournament. He's certainly not my pick necessarily. I don't think that it's necessarily going to be his week. He's, ever since winning at Pebble Beach, struggled with his game a little bit, but he's been known to turn it on in a hurry and figure things out. Certainly has a lot of expertise and experience around this golf course, so I wouldn't be surprised if he plays well. Like I said, not quite near the top of my list of players that I'm looking at this week, but again, it wouldn't be a surprise if Phil Mickelson is up there on the leaderboard.
What about Dustin Johnson? Tell me about his game set up for this course.
Yeah, you're going to keep throwing all these elite player names at me, and I'm going to keep telling you, yep, he's got a good chance. So does he. Because, quite frankly, they all do. And Dustin Johnson is another guy that has really strong course history here. He's played very well here. As long as he stays away from the stairs, he should be fine this week. And obviously playing really well. He won a WGC in Mexico just about a month and a half ago, and his game is in good shape. Hits the ball a long way, if indeed the course remains soft and soggy and plays longer than usual. Dustin Johnson has a nice little advantage there. So, absolutely, another guy with a really good chance. And there are very few names you're going to throw out at me of the elite players where I say, nope, no shot, can't do it this week.
Give me somebody that maybe we're not talking about. I mean, every year I always look at a guy like Freddie Couples, who just plays technically good, sound golf, who's always there because he's been there so much and he knows that course. He's always there, but he just hasn't had that length to be able to win that tournament. So you look at a guy like, say, John Rahm, who's a big hitter. He can be technical, and when his game is on, he's on. He's really, really good. Sergio Garcia has been the same way. He struggled for years and then finally goes ahead and wins that green jacket. Give me somebody that might be poised to win this thing in that sense.
I was going to mention Rahm as soon as you started that question, but since you brought him up, let me go with the guy. And again, I like the guys who have played well. I don't think it's going to be a surprise. You're not going to see a guy slipping his arms into the green jacket on Sunday night and go, who's that guy? I never thought that guy could ever win or even contend here. If the course does firm up a little bit, if it's not playing too long, Matt Kuchar is a guy who's played terrific golf. He's had what I've called a few Kuchraversies already this year, the whole caddy thing, the thing with Sergio at the match a couple weeks ago. But underneath all those controversies, he's played really strong golf, has a nice course history here, has a handful of top 10 finishes, and he's a guy who, we've almost written him off for majors now. I believe he's 40 years old, 41 years old, and you'd think his best golf is behind him. He's playing some of his best golf right now, so he's a guy that I think could sneak up on you. Certainly there are other players we haven't mentioned, a Justin Rose, a Justin Thomas, guys like that who are still on that short list of really strong potential contenders. But if you're going just a little bit deeper, look at the guys who have played well. Matt Kuchar I like. Ian Poulter I really like. Mark Leishman is another name. Certainly not guys you've never heard of, but maybe just off the radar a little bit.
Talking with our buddy Jason Sobel, senior golf writer for the Action Network down at the Masters. The last couple of groups of the day are fantastic as well. When you look at Jason Day, Dustin Johnson, and Bryson DeChambeau, DeChambeau could be another guy that could get in on this. And then you've got the guy that we've seen up close and personal here in Wisconsin, Brooks Koepka. He's another guy that caught some magic along with Jordan Spieth. Those guys are the last group of the day to go off. So I tell you what, a lot of this stuff's really going to be compelling, but Koepka and Spieth, those are the two guys that I would like to, if I'm going to follow a group, that's probably the group that I'm going to follow.
Two of the most intriguing players in my mind coming into this thing, because quite frankly, I don't know what to make of either of them right now. Koepka, first of all, has lost, I believe, 24 pounds, and he's really only kind of spoken in mixed messages about it. that had to do with his health, and he probably went overboard, and he probably went too far the other way and lost too much weight, and he's lost about 10 or 12 yards driving distance, and he's lost some energy out on the golf course. So I don't like Koepka for those reasons, but as we've seen, and you guys have had a firsthand glimpse of, he plays really well at major championships. So we'll see how that works out. And Jordan Spieth, sort of similar, has not played great golf this year. His best stroke play finish is a 30th place that he had last week in Texas, and yet every year he comes to the Masters and plays really, really well. But he's been in better form every other time he's been here as well. So obviously a win, a second place, or two second place finishes, nothing worse than 11th here at Augusta for Jordan Spieth. But he's not playing his best golf right now, so I don't know that he can turn things around this week.
Jason, great stuff. Enjoy the Masters and enjoy Augusta, and just walk around that course knowing I'm completely envious.
I will do that all week. I can't wait.
Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you soon, Jason. See you, buddy.
Thanks,
there,
buddy.
You go. Jason Sobel, the senior golf writer for the Action Network, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.